Not only Zachari Mos Olam, Binu Shnos Dar Vardar, the mitzvah stay in Jewish history, which we're going to lay in a couple of weeks, but so much to appreciate in terms of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in history, which is the primary focus of Zachari Mos Olam, and to keep your eyes open for what Mesiris Nefesh looks like. We live, Baruch Hashem, in an extraordinarily anomalous bubble in Jewish history. Like, looking back over the last 2,000 years since the Churban Bayis Sheni, across many places in the globe, there have been few, if any, times and places when so many Jews had such religious freedom for such an extended period of time. And for so many Jews to have so much, relatively speaking, affluence for such an extended period of time, it is so many things that we take for granted are incredibly anomalous, perhaps singular, in the course of the last 2,000 years of Jewish history, which is extraordinary bracha, and we should be incredibly grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. Every bracha bears its own costs. You could stow that. Thank you so much. Every bracha bears with its own costs, one of which is so much comes so easy, and so much is so accessible, that we don't have, there's so many things that come easily that generations of Jews worked very hard and sacrificed for. So we have opportunities that are unmatched. The number of Jews who are learning Torah, the percentage, is probably has not been seen in hundreds, not thousands of years. But the amount of Mesiris Nefesh, I think that's the Gemara Brachas. Gemara Brachas talks about such a situation. Gemara Brachas says that that the Amoraim, maybe late Tanon, were wondering how could it be that we learn so much more than the old days. Amoraim, in the middle of the period of the Amoraim, they said we learn so much more than the old days. It's the Amor of Yehuda, the second generation Amor, Tam of Rav Shmuel, when he would hear Mishnah Uksin, he would get all flustered, frightened. Uksin. So then it was Amor says, and we have 13 yeshivas learning Uksin. Chaburas all the place learning Uksin. So much more learning. And yet, when they davened, they cried, you know, Rabbi Kiva takes off his one shoe, and already the rain starts falling. And we daven, and garnished. So Gemara says, Hayitachin. We're so much more learning, and our davening is so much less potent. And the Gemara says, less Mesiris Nefesh. They may have had less breadth in learning, but they had so much more Mesiris Nefesh. It sounds has such a contemporary ring to it, because we also, Baruch Hashem, we live in a generation with so much learning. Tools are available for learning that are unimaginable 15 years ago. And the number of people are in yeshivas, the types of learning, every flavor, anything you want, any time of day, anywhere in the world, amazing. At the same time, we might feel that we're not as plugged into Ribbono Shel Olam. And a big piece of that is Mesiris Nefesh. So one of the things that I would keep my, one of the many things, one of the primary things to keep your eyes open for in the library, the museum tomorrow is we'll have plenty of opportunities to see what it's like to really focus on what's actually important and to struggle unimaginably to live the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live as much as possible. So we should keep our eyes open for that and for so much else, what it looks like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obviously taking care of us, what it looks like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us, behest upon him, when he's looking through the window and you can see him watching versus when he's looking through the keyhole and he's still watching but we can't see him watching, you'll have that chance. It is a very profound experience. I think it's well worth spending a day of our year in the museum as a part of the recipe of growth as Nevi Hashem.